Chapter 3, The Division of the North. I have this day to inform you that Pancho Villa is everywhere and nowhere at the same time. A report from an officer in Venustiano Carranza's army. Eager to avenge the murder of his benefactor, and especially to punish Huerta, the jackal, Pancho Villa crossed the border back into Mexico on a rainy night in March of 1913.
That night, recalled Villa, I had 8 men with me. We had no definite plans, but had decided to make for my old haunts in the Sierra Madre Mountains, where I knew I could find men to follow me. We had 1 sack of flour, 2 small packages of coffee, and some salt. That was all of our food supply. Of course, we were all armed, but we had little ammunition.
They started ambushing Huerta's army, and Villa and his men got ammunition and guns.
I told them that the enemy had those things, and we must take them from him, said Villa to the El Paso Herald in 1913.
The following week, he already had 100 men. A few months later, his popular army amounted to more than 18,000 troops, 30 guns, and several machine guns. Battle after battle, he took control of all northern Mexico. He was ruthless with the prisoners of war, whose lives he spared only occasionally when his lieutenant, Felipe Angeles, intervened, but he also showed that he had a social consciousness. In 1913, he became governor of Chihuahua for 2 months only, but in those 8 weeks, he expropriated property to the rich, confiscated gold from the banks, and established heavy taxes to the upper classes. He also opened several schools, issued laws to protect widows and orphans, enacted orders to lower the price of meat, milk, and bread, and promised his soldiers and families that he would distribute the land at the triumph of the revolution. On Christmas Day, he brought together all of Chihuahua's poor and gave them 15 pesos each. He sent his soldiers to patrol the streets, warning them that he would shoot anyone who got drunk or committed burglary. Contrary to the popular image, he abhorred alcohol and vice. In fact, one of the first things he did after taking a city was to pour liters and liters of alcohol on the streets to prevent his soldiers from falling prey to temptation.